this gospel preaching about Christ and Him crucified, whereby Christ is the only one who is to be preached here, the Christ, the crucified one, the one who died and resurrected, the one who died for His own elect, not all the people. So I want just to welcome you, all brothers and sisters, wherever you are. Before we proceed with our everything, let me just have the scripture reading whereby Brother Innocent will read for us. That is Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26. And Brother Innocent will read from verse 1 down to verse 28. Thereafter, we have the song of praise whereby Brother Dave from Chenda will lead us the song of praise.
As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor it not send for a foe. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flight, so the horse fortress shall not come. I heap the horse, I draw for the earth, and I load for the fourth four. Answer not for according to his fault, lest you also be like unto him. Answer for according to his fault, lest the best be wise in his own possession. 6. Jesus sent a message by the hand of the forefathers of the beast, and he drinks damage. 7. The legs of the lamb are not equal, so it is a parable in the mouth of fools. As he that birthday has done in a swing, so it is he that giveth honor to fools. As it goes both up into the hand and the drunkard, so it is a parable in the mouth of God. Then, the great God that formed all things, both rewarded the fall and rewarded transgressions, treasures. As the dog returneth to his waters, so a horse returneth to his fall. This day, so a man was in his own absence. There is more hope of a fall than of him. The soft man says, there is a lion in the way, a lion is the strength, and the door turneth upon his edges. So does the stopper upon his bed. The stopper hides his hand, his bosom. It giveth him to bring it again to his mouth. The striker is wise in his own concern that is seven men that can win a result. 17. He that passed by and made it, which strife belong not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ear. As the madman who casteth fireballs, arrow, and death. 19. So, is the man that deceiveth his neighbor and says, I am not in a spot. Where no is, there is a fire goes out. So there, where there is no traveler, the star costeth. As coal as burning a coal and wood to fire, so is contentious man to kindly strife. 22. The word of the cerebral are as wound and they go down in the inmost part of the veil. 23. Burning lips and weak lips are like a scorched covered with delivered from. 24. He that is hated, dissembled, with his lips and lied, and he deceived within him. Then he spake there, believed him not, for there are servants abomination in his teeth. 26. Though hatred is covered by deceit, his weakness shall be showed before the whole congregation. All these digits, a bit shall fall there, then, and he that throw and stone will be turned upon him. A light tongue has, though that are affected by it, and a flooded mouth of rain.
To God be all the glory and honor because of this tremendous time of reading. And now, Brother Dave, to give us a song of praise, lead us a song of praise, of worship to God. Thereafter, Brother Felix Mandrasi will have our second scripture reading that will come from the book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
Nyimbo number 73.
Okala na ayo mbari ya sopukisa sa kwa hizi nilika sa shipangano
Maro patrujika chaka ndi chaka, jimulazi kusati wache. Chika tatero, ukatamu yenera umfa soa wa kawiri kawiri, kuyambia kusika kwa chikola bansi, kwa masopano kamozi chitsirizo, chanzawizo, waonekera kuchosa uchimo na tembe ya nyeyeka. Kupoteza kwa ikigatu kwa mungu kufoka mozi, chipaka hapa chweru zilo. Otero Kristuso anaperekedwa nsembe kamozi, ukasenza machimo ambili, ataonekera pantawi ya chwili wapanda uchimo. Kwa iyo amene, amlindirira ikirana chikurumuto. Amen.
Amen. Hymn number 16. Kenti sabuna nyimbo za mbuku, nyimbo number 16. Nyimbo za mbuku, number 16. Pani chiangiano, iti emwesoko, sabira bambono wate, ili odala pedele waka kosa, ira bambono wake, baba bosa bila, sabira bosa bila, sabi bila bosa wota, bosa bila, bosa bila, bosa bila, bosa bila, ila bambono wake, ila jopo saya wokonera, uza ila bambono wake, iwa litibati ko litibu poza, ila bambono wake, baba bosa mila, bosa mila, bosa mila, dati, ila buka waka, bosa mila, bosa mila, bosa mila, bosa mila, bambono wake, baba njiwa mila, mila kishito wabja sose mota, mila bambono wake, bariso paritene mwome, alipopo za, mila bambono wake, baba bota mila, bota mila, bota mila, dasi, mila bota bota mila, bota mila, mila, mila bambono kwa. Brother Austin Banda, look to God in prayer as Brother Ken is in waiting to put the microphone and start preaching whatever the Lord has put forth on his heart.
Amen. Atate musina rambu ye wa Yesu Kristu. Yakwana ntawe kuti mulungu achifunda mulambu Yesu mirato. Akamaka kwa iwo amene osankhidwa. Siko muchikwama wako zasuja kudya chapamwamba. Chimene kuzera kuwanu, Brother Kenny alalikire. Kukusa mulungu, lola nikuti utengawu, kala ndiliki nikusa nukoka baka. Wajake, mulungu kana peni, kandi zeni keni kukira mulungu wadala nikira chimene kibati. Kwa Kristu Yesu kwa bazikipa. Amen.
Amen. Brother Kenny, beat the microphone and start preaching whatever the Lord has set forth on your heart, so that you might preach the heart of God to the elect.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look in Romans chapter 5. And my text today is from verse 1 down to verse 11. And I want to speak with you about the fruit and effect of being justified by Christ, to be acquitted before God by Christ. Up to now, we've been studying about what it is to be justified, and it's all the work of God for ungodly sinners such as we are, for whom the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and paid their sin debt. And it truly is an amazing truth to realize that we are guilty and we deserve condemnation. And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ came and worked out the law on behalf of those sinners that the Father gave him, and he laid down his life to pay the sin debt. And so complete is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ that there remains no condemnation, even though we know we're guilty, yet before God, no condemnation. And if we are one of those sinners for whom Christ paid the debt, and the Spirit of God has taught us of Christ and drawn us to Him, this is a subject of great rejoicing, because we know apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, we would be condemned. And so here in this portion of Scripture that we're considering today, the Spirit of God directed Paul to speak specifically to 10 different effects or fruits of what it is to be justified by Christ before God. The first we find here in verse 1 of Romans 5, which is peace with God. Notice how Paul writes there by the Spirit, says, therefore. So this is a conclusion of what has just come before. Therefore, being justified. How are sinners justified? Well, verse 25 summed it up. He was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. It's in the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that sinners are justified, for whom Christ paid the debt.
Chapter 4, verse 25.
So justification is the work of Christ at the cross and what he accomplished there. But then what follows in verse 1 of chapter 5 is the effect of that justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the reconciliation was accomplished when Christ died, but now it's by faith, when the Spirit of God reveals Christ in the heart, that the sinner then is at peace with God, brought to be reconciled with God in his heart and his soul because of the work that Christ accomplished at the cross. There are many who have never been taught about how God has reconciled sinners to himself in the death of Christ. And when you preach that it's all of God and that it was accomplished at the cross, they say, well, why then preach the gospel? Why even preach if it's all done? The answer is what Christ himself said in John 10, that other sheep I have who are not of this fold, them also I must bring. The Spirit of God is not going to leave in ignorance and darkness and rebellion anyone for whom Christ paid the debt. He's going to draw them. So how is it that those for whom Christ paid the debt are going to learn of that debt paid? Well, it's going to be through the preaching of Christ and the Spirit drawing each one. That's how, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, as he reveals that faith in each of his own. They are brought to be reconciled to God in their hearts and in their minds. So this is the first blessing or effect of being justified that we find here, is that peace with God. Oh, what a joy it is to know that our sins have been put away and that by Christ's death we have been justified before God. There are many today that believe that their believing is what has justified them before God. But that's not what the scripture says. Notice, therefore, having been justified is the way to read that. By faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The believing, the resting in Christ, the reconciliation to him is the effect or the fruit of already having been justified, declared righteous by God.
Zimene zisiri chonjo kwa malemba akuonetsa kuti timango yese lwaolungama ndi Mulungu ndipo iye abatipatsa mtendere kuti ndife olungamitsidwa koma izi zosachokera kuntchito zathu luso ndi kuyesetsa kwathu ayi.
But now in verse 2 we find the second blessing or effect of having been justified by Christ before God, and that is access through Christ to the throne of grace.
You know, just really, you want to come to verse 2, Yaloma 5. Just a minute, Timothy, the woman to Sankidwa, a minute, Christ, and I fear, I put him. A minute, for the cause of law and I did the COVID on Tisobaiji, minute, Timamo, people to go there.
Notice how it's put there in verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Verse 2, Lakuti, amene kutukoza kulowa naye mchikhulupiriro mchisomo ichi mbere tili kuimamo.
And so, this access by faith in verse 2, you could put there access by Christ, because faith is Christ. Faith's object is Christ. So, read it that way. In whom also we have access by Christ into this grace wherein we stand. So that's the second fruit or effect of being justified, is that we can come in the presence of God through the Lord Jesus Christ and find grace to help in time of need. Look how the writer to the Hebrews expressed it there in Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 14 through 16.
I have very follow. Verse 14, or verse 16.
It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, that's as a result of his death and resurrection, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
I have verified verse 14 to 16 and 14. For Beza, son of Tinae Mkuru, was the name of Mkuru, who was the Miamba, yes, Mwana wa Mulungu. Tigwiritsitse chivomerezo chathu pakuti sitili naye mkulu wansembe osatha kumva chifundo ndi zofoka zathu koma wakuyesedwa mzonse monga momwe ife koma wopanda uchimo potero tilimbike mtima poyatikira mpando wachifumu wachisomo
kutitira ndire chifundo ndikupesa chisomo chakutitandiza tawe yakusowa.
When it says there in verse 16, in time of need, that's at all times. There's never a time when we do not need the Lord Jesus Christ. But God be thanked, because of his shed blood, being justified already before God, we can come before him boldly in that grace, and he continues to receive us. What a joy, what a blessing. Now coming back here to my text in Romans 5 and verse 2, we see the third effect then of being justified, and that is the rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. The last part of verse 2, we have that access by faith into this, notice, grace wherein we stand, that grace of being justified already before God, but the rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. Now again, where it says access by faith, we said access by Christ, even here in verse 2, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. That's Christ. Rejoice in Christ, who is our hope, and who is the very glory of God. Now, why is this important? It's because even though we may be justified sinners before God by the death of Christ, yet we can expect tribulation. We can expect trial. And so we, through those trials, this isn't just a hope of glory to come, but even now in our present afflictions, he continues to be our rejoicing and our hope. That's why in verse 3, Paul continues this thought. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. So we have that hope of glory to come, to be forever with Christ. But now, he continues to be our hope of glory, even through tribulation. Now, when it says rejoicing in hope of glory, and that we glory in tribulations also, that doesn't mean that we're giddy or just happy because, oh, look, I'm being tried. No, but through whatever trial the Lord brings, Christ continues to be that hope of glory, knowing that there's no trial that can ever separate us from him. Sometimes you may wonder, well, if I'm a child of God, why am I going through such trials? Well, the purpose is to take our eyes off of ourselves and anything in us and to look to Christ alone, who is that hope of glory. And notice what follows the rest of verse 3 and 4. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Actually, trials that God afflicts his children with are a proof that they are God's children, because the scriptures say, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. All of the trials and afflictions that the children of God face in this world are designed by God, custom made. It's like a suit. You go and get a suit made just for you. These are custom made that hope that he's given in Christ might be all the more strengthened. So all of these things God purposes for the exercise of our heart, lest we should put any confidence in the flesh. These draw the heart out to Christ, who is our hope. And then next we see in verse 5, again, one of the effects or fruits of being justified by Christ, and that is the love of God. To know the love of God, it says in verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Notice here, it's not our love for God, because we know just how weak we are, but here it is his love for his own that is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us, given unto those for whom Christ paid the debt. How do we experience the love of God? How do we see through the trials and tribulations that he brings the love of God? Well, it's his love in not having left us to ourselves. It's his love from eternity that was set upon us. It was his love that put Christ on the cross to pay our sin debt. And so through all of our experience in this life, he, by the Spirit, causes us to continue to see and grow in that love.
You know,
So that brings us again to see here in verse 6, the effect of the love of God, the effect of being justified before God by the work of Christ, in that we had nothing to contribute to this, but Christ's death. You talk about the effect of justification. He's going to have everyone for whom he paid the debt. It says there in verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for, notice, the ungodly. See, this is the effect of being justified before God, because it wasn't for just men and women that Christ died. It says here he died for the ungodly. They had nothing to commend themselves to God, and yet Christ came and paid their sin debt. You see in verse 7, it continues, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. You think about someone that might give their life to help save somebody that they consider to be a friend or somebody worthy of you dying for them. That's how men think. But here it says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that what? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So here we see again the fruit of Christ's work in justification is an evidence of his love and his grace. Don't you find, if you are the Lord's, that the more you learn exactly of what God purposed for the salvation of sinners such as we are, how glorious, how much more glorious it becomes in our own hearts and minds, the Spirit making it so. See, this is the work of the Spirit to cause those sinners for whom Christ paid the debt to see their own unworthiness. When it says here, the ungodly for whom he paid the debt, and then it says there, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We grow to understand just how gracious and merciful God is.
Apart from Mukosa Guan and Menemurongo,
How great is our sin debt before God? It took nothing less than the death of the Lord Jesus Christ to put it away. That's why we bow in humble adoration to think that God purposed that sinners such as we are should be saved by His Son. And here's where we see too that no part of our salvation has anything to do with us. We had nothing to offer. We're the ungodly. We're the sinners. And even more so in verse 10, it says, when we were enemies, rebels against this very God, yet God purposed to save and justify such sinners through the death of His Son. What grace, what mercy. But notice how it's put there in verse 6. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. In due time means according to God's timetable, exactly at the time that God Himself purposed, and not 1 second before or after. Everything is according to God's time. This is what Paul wrote to the Galatians about in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. He says there, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, notice, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So this is the fruit or effect of Christ's work in that according to God's purpose, when He died, those for whom He paid the debt were completely and fully justified before Him.
Kufunikira ndikusanka kwa Mulungu kuti iwo aminada wasankha amangoyembekezera nthawi yoyikika ndipo nthawi yoyikika itakwana iyeyo adawafera machimo awo.
So everything that you read here about those for whom Christ died, the opposite effect is so. So when it says Christ died for the ungodly, well, because of His death now, they're no longer considered ungodly. This is the amazing truth in verse 8. that because of the death of Christ, while we were yet sinners, Christ died. But now the effect of that death is that we are no longer considered to be sinners before God, but holy and just. Okay, so we continue on now with verse 9. It says, much more than, as if this isn't enough, much more than being now justified, how? By his blood. Now here's the fruit of that justification. It says, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Nifanya verse 9 kuti ndipotsa no popesa inayesedwa orunga mandimwazi wake makama kandito tichapumuka mukwiwa wa Mulungu mwayeyo.
You see here the certainty of the salvation because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that none shall be lost for whom he paid the debt. Here it is clear there is a wrath to come for those for whom Christ did not pay the debt. The wrath of God is upon them. But for those for whom he died, they shall be saved from wrath through him, because he bore that wrath in his death. Now there are those that preach and people believe that Christ died for every single person in the world. Well, if he did, then there's none that will be lost. Because it says here, being now justified, how? By his blood. Everyone for whom he paid the debt is justified by his blood and saved from wrath through him. That's why we know his death wasn't for everybody. But the fruit and effect of being justified is this truth, the certainty of salvation. I need not wonder, I need not question whether or not I am saved if Christ has paid the debt with his blood. And so that brings us to verse 10, which again is the fruit or effect of justification. He says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So to be justified before God means to be reconciled to God, and that occurred by the death of his son. It's not when we believe, but when he died, reconciled to God, and that being forever. It says we shall be saved by his life. He ever lives to intercede for each one for whom he paid the debt.
Pamene basa kulalambula kuti tiyanjanitsidwa
ndimurungu mwaifa yache. Kuna ndauza kuti, ndali mene mtu ada kurumuka, sindali mene yeyo ama gazindikina utenga wabu ino ae. Kuma ndali mene yeyo ama afa Yesu bamtanda, anani kutienja nitila yeka mpingo wake kwa yeyeka.
And then the final fruit or effect of justification is the joy in the Lord. It says, and not only so, verse 11, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Here the word atonement is used. I don't know why the translators put it there, but it's the same word as up in verse 10, we were reconciled. So that's the way it should be read, by whom we now have received the reconciliation. How do we receive it? Well, it's by the Spirit of God revealing Christ in the heart. And therein we joy. This is all of our joy in God because of his great work accomplished.
Kuma ifeti kondwela ndi mulungu mwambe wa Jesu Kristu amene anadzira ndira ndi avale kuti mshoma hoti kulandira kuma amufara ndauze kuti amene anadziyanjanitsa ndeti kozoweleka kuti amene anadziyanjanitsa naye tsopano mchiyanjanitso ndikakhala olandirika ndi woyanjana naye.
What we can say in conclusion is that the fruits and effect of being justified before God by Christ are infinite. Everything that we need to be one with God, the Lord Jesus Christ satisfied in his life and death. And what a rejoicing in the heart of sinners for whom Christ paid the debt when the Spirit of God is pleased to teach them of his person and his work.
Nijifanya ke pagomba mkona kwa tsikula lero nikono la mkwa kutze zipato zo kazi kika za chino nga mito jamu nchukwa chiba nizo sasintika niko yeyo ana sipanga kusipangila kumupangila mtungo wake niko on samina kita wapangila ana wapumuta amene sada funika ukata kupurumuka.
I'll tell you, this is the one message, the one truth that distinguishes the Lord's sheep from everything else going on in religion. You see, the world can't understand why it is we meet apart. In fact, people going by where you're meeting right now are sitting there scratching their heads, wondering, well, why don't you just go join one of these other places of worship? The reality is you can't, because the Lord has separated you out if you're one of his. And we're not hearing, people in those places of worship are not hearing this message of Christ. They're hearing a message of man and what man must do to reconcile himself with God, but I would rather be with a small number hearing this message and rejoicing in the work of Christ than to ever mingle anymore with those that still continue to pursue their own works and their own way and their own will to find acceptance with God.
Well,
I'm going to stop there for today. I know that some of you are tired. It's getting toward evening, but I pray that the Lord bless what we've heard to his honor and glory.
To God be all the glory and honor because of whatever he performs and
does. Amen.
Amen. pamene tikumaliza mapemphero athu a dziko la lero nyimbo nambala 23. Itajani kundireza wazi wa mbuye Yesu jani jinde kuta wazi wa mbuye ye jinjime.
Gracious Father, I thank you for these moments, how quickly they go by, and yet how blessed we are to be able to sit quietly and to hear this precious word of how it is that you, a holy and just God, have justified sinners through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you purpose that salvation from eternity and those that you chose out of all of fallen humanity and gave to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his perfect work accomplished, they stand forever justified before you. What a blessed hope, even as we live out our lives here awaiting that hope of glory to be in his presence, that this is that hope that keeps us and keeps us from ever looking to our flesh or anything in ourselves for satisfaction before you, knowing that our satisfaction is full and complete in Christ. So I pray for these that you've gathered as they go back to their places where you have put them, and will preach this glorious message, that even there in Malawi, there are those that you've purposed from eternity to save and have saved by the death of your Son, and you are now calling them out. And what a glorious fellowship. All of us that are together in this fellowship in Christ that you have called out, whatever the nation, whatever the culture, whatever the language, that our justification is in Christ alone. And for that, we give you thanks and praise in his precious name. Amen.